Today, we are so happy that we can interview Katsu-san.
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 Oh, did I open?
Yeah.
Come on, Irene.
Yeah. Come on, Irene. Oh, sorry. So, Katsu is my boss. He's my boss.
Used to be.
Used to be. Yeah. Always one day boss, always boss. Yeah. So I met Katsu-san in Niseko Sports, where there's a shop in Park Hyatt. So Katsu-san is a really awesome guy, not only during the work, because I also stalking him on his Instagram. I noticed like now he has two children and they are so cute. They have like awesome parenting skills that is very different from Taiwanese family. And today I just want to interview Katsu-san and then to share her his experience. And yeah, that's welcome, Katsu.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Katsu, can you introduce yourself briefly?
Okay, I'm Katsu, 41 years old.
No
pure
way.
Japanese guy. So I originally from Ibaraki Prefecture near Tokyo, but mainly I grew up. It's called Tachikawa, the city in Tokyo. I moved to here Hokkaido. I don't know, 15 years ago, if I remember correctly. And since then, I'm here. Yeah, like just Irene told me, told you guys. I have two kids, one wife, and
One wife. Good.
Yeah, one is enough. Yeah. Yeah, and then I work as a shop manager in the winter, rental retail shop. Whereas in summer, I manage like the illumination thing, like it's called Mountain Light, the project in summer. So basically, I have like two titles, one in winter and the other in summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool, and I think like just now everyone can notice Katsu-san has a very fluent English. And not just only like this, because to organize the people from overseas is a very difficult task. But you're super open-minded, and especially like for the first year in our team, there are two very special colleagues, like the staffs.
Yeah.
Hard to deal with. And but your manager is so chill and so well. So I just wonder, like, have you been living abroad, and do you think that experience has influenced you?
Yeah, certainly. I've been to Australia for 7-8 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I was studying there. And then, of course, that experience, it's helped a lot. I don't know if it's good enough, but I have this language skill to, you know, get involved with lots of foreign people, foreigners, and that helped me to, you know, dealing with the customers as well as the foreign staff. Yeah, since I'm the position, my role is like a manager, need to be, you know, managing the people from all over the all over the world. Yeah, so that experience will help me to dealing with those people. Not only the guests, but also the staff.
So here, just give everyone a little notice about like what is like working in Niseko looks like. Because Niseko is like the destination for all the ski or snowboarder. It's like a heaven because the powder.
Especially in the winter. Né?
In the winter, it's really crazy. And that's why when I first step into Niseko, I realized this doesn't look like Japan. Mm-hmm. The people working on the streets are mostly foreigners. Yeah. Beginning, I thought you are growing up in Hokkaido, but you said you're actually not coming from Hokkaido when you grew up.
My hometown?
Yeah. How did you starting to love outdoor?
Around my house, like back home, it's
mountains?
Like rice fields.
A rice field.
Rice fields, yes. And then, yeah, it's very, I would say that's very countryside. Yeah, but that was my original house. But then, like I said, I moved to in Tokyo, when I was
Which is a
little.
Big city.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But then I occasionally keep back and forth my original house because the grandparents were there. So and then the Tokyo back and forth. So and I once I was the kid, loved to nature, like searching for the bugs or, you know, climbing up the trees or just running around the rice fields. So growing up that kind of environment. Mm. So although I was living like city, like in Tokyo area, but still I kind of wanted to go back to like where I was, I came from once. So then after the Australia, when I decided to come back to Japan, I could go back to my hometown, but then it happened to be I just, you know, found out like Niseko, Hokkaido is very good place, and especially I could use this, you know, the language skill to get the job.
Yeah.
So to be honest, it's not like I was here because I am after like a powder, good powder snow in Niseko. It's more like it just happened to be I was here. I just come here.
Hey.
So, yeah.
So you just moved to Niseko right after you finished Australia.
Right. Yes.
And they were also recruiting people. So, And I believe, how long was that? 15 years ago?
Yeah. So,
wow.
2009 or 2010, wow. Something like that.
I believe 15 years ago and now is a bit different, right?
Yeah.
And can you share like your year-round lifestyle and work style in Hokkaido?
Okay. So, obviously the winter, I work as a ski rental and then retail shop. So pretty much I was staying in the ski resort and... So here, usually up to Golden Week, it's called like a winter season.
Mm.
So Golden Week, which is early May. And then after that, once the snow starting melt, then I'm on another project called Mountain Light, which is the illumination light.
I went yesterday.
Yeah, on the ski resort, actually on the slope. So once snow melt, then I start, setting up those installation. And then that season, summer season, lasts until, late September or early October. Then we do need to pack them down before the snow falls.
Oh, right.
So then get ready for the winter. So... I would say early May, a couple of weeks, and then the November, it's kind of bit like a chill time. But then always we need to look ahead and then getting ready for the coming season. So it's not really like a vacation, but but we can have a kind of free time. Yeah.
It also sounds like there is a very significant transition in between different seasons. Mm. Because I believe many people who work in the office, it's the whole season, like all year round, the same.
Right.
Because it's always indoor then.
So, like Hokkaido, right? Like it's the north part of Japan and lots of snow. So, not half of the year, but pretty much close to half of the year is covered with the snow.
Mm.
So... I really feel like we live in like in season, like we live in the nature. So winter obviously lots of snows, and spring, all the flower is bloomed, and then the summer, it's all getting all green, and autumn, the leaves change color, and then back to winter. So, and then I like to be, you know, live in the nature, live in the season. So that's, I think if I compare with just an ordinary office worker, I have more chance to feel that kind of change in nature. So yeah, that's one of the reasons I keep living here.
Also not getting that boring, right? Because it very feels like every day you are always, and like you said, you're always looking forward. You need to, like, the coming task and the season changing. And also every season, even like this year, you guys have in Niseko Sports especially, yeah, they yeah. have a new plan. So
yeah.
Wow. And also every year they will have like a different, like managing a different team from different nationalities and background with yeah. a staff turnover every year.
Yeah.
It sounds like really like huge challenges. How do you yeah. consider this like biggest challenge? And do you have any advice for people who's also in the same position?
I think the key is the communication, and then we respect the people's background. So obviously, so it, like say you come into Japan from overseas, and then if you decide to stay in Japan and work in Japan, of course you need to fit in like Japanese culture. But at the same time, you are not Japanese, so you need to be have a different cultural background from us. So then in my position, I need to be kind of respect their background, their culture, and then what they think or the way they think, to have a communicate with them so that we can be like one team, and then we can, you know, work as a team towards our guest, our customer together. So, and then of course the guests also have a different background people.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. Have a well communicate each other, and then we respect them. And then, so it is challenging. It is hard. It is tough job, but then at the same time, it's very like, I don't know, enjoyable, fun.
Yeah.
And then, I don't feel that's a very tough job. It's more like a fun job. Yeah.
Do you think it's because you used to live abroad, so you can have you can stand in other people's shoes while you were traveling around, maybe other people were, you need to meet many people from different backgrounds.
Yeah. So yeah, my experience in Australia time was really great help, and then yeah, I met lots of people, different background people, and then I know the world is very big, and then you know there are lots of people, so that I learned to accept the people's differences. Yeah, so it's easy to say no, but you know, if you listen and accept what they think or what they are, who they are, then try to understand what they think, then yeah, that's yeah, like it's like every time meeting the new people, so explore my world to meeting the people. So yeah, it's not easy, but not hard too. Like you know, it's not difficult.
Do you think like so far you've been working in Niseko for 15 years? Have you ever faced the very headache staff?
Yeah, of course.
You have to dealing with them in the most difficult situation. How did you solve that problem?
Yeah, of course. I'm the human being too. I'm just one man. So, of course, I have a good day, bad day, you know?
Yeah.
The mood, good mood, bad mood. Yeah. So,
guys, go on a stroke. Yeah, let's battle.
Sometimes, yeah, of course. I'm getting like a struggle dealing with the people, of course. But, but again, that's I just trying to be understand, you know, this is not my timing. This is not my timing, or this is not my day. And then
you let go very quick.
Yeah, let go. And as time goes by, then maybe next day we'll be better.
And so, probably have to see this guy in the next season. See you never.
Yeah, or maybe he or she also have a bad day today, so bad timing right now. So
Ari has a lot of bad timing there.
Yeah, I know that. But yeah, you see, but next day you just come back with a smile. Hey, good morning, guys. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's just you know, just the way it is. So yeah.
So you never think about like quitting the job or anything. You just really enjoy this.
So far, never.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
I don't know in the future, but like I said, so far I'm enjoying my life and then how I live.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
that's how I feel like from your like working with you, and then also like seeing from your Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. But like a lot of people know social media doesn't mean everything, right? So that's why I'm double check. Okay.
Okay.
One thing I noticed though, like your approaching to parenting is mm-hmm. very inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share your philosophy on parenting? Did you own upbringing this influence your parents, your parenting style, like from your parents?
Yeah, raising up a kid, the people, I mean, the person is very, it is tough job there. And then
harder than
I never done before. I think everybody doesn't. So I think it's always try and error thing. Eh?
Mm.
There's no like answer, I think. So just, you know, not only kid, but also yourself, myself, also try and error every day. So if I approach this way to the kids today is good, then I will carry on. But then if it's not good, then we just try to other approach, something like that. So, yeah.
I noticed like in one post that you bring Ichitola, which is the biggest son.
Mm.
He's only 4 years old, three?
At the moment, it's five.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
So quick. Okay, so he's 5 years old now. Mm-hmm. But like, I think the post was 2 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. You bring him to like outdoor and then to cross the like a river. Normally, like in our country, everyone will carry their kids or even holding their kids. But you Ichitola to walk by himself. And there's many times like, he's learning so many different kind of sports and you bring him to outdoor, explore the nature and let him learn a lot of things.
Mm.
I think that's very like open-minded as a parent.
Yeah, so,
like he's
push my life towards him. So he is my son, but he is different from me.
Mm.
So he can influence by me or by my life, but I don't want to push him to have my own lifestyle or anything. So I think what I can do is just show him how I live or how who I am, and then let him feel who his dad is. And then I'm not going to give him answer so easily. So first, let him try and then see how it goes. And then if it's okay, then just carry on. But if it's something wrong, let him think what was wrong and then try him something different.
Mm.
Yeah, that's kind of, I don't know, maybe the concept of how I raise the kid.
Right.
And then, most importantly, you need to have good communicate with your wife. The parents need to be on the same page towards their kids. Yeah, otherwise, kid will get confused.
True.
Yeah, frequently me and wife have a chat about how to raise a kid, and then make sure we are. Facing the same direction, so that kid won't, get lost.
Oh, that's so true. Because many families, maybe the mother side will be like more cautious and then more careful about a lot of things, while like fathers will always be more chill, and then mother will can do that. So the kids might be a bit confused as well. That's why, totally. And I think I feel kind of the same when we work in Nisco sports, that you are so open-minded, like you give many people many chance to that. Then, for example, like Tom last year, he really show his skill, like doing the display in the shops and things like that. You really listen to like what we want to do and that us try, which is really good. But at the same time, we still see you as a boss, but we're not like a step over your head, and we really respect you.
Mm.
Yeah, something like
that. So in terms of job circumstance, although I'm, say, the manager, the boss, but my brain or my mind is limited, ne? So it's good to listen to what other people think, other staff thinks. And then if they want to try something different, just let them try and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it leads us greater good, but whereas sometimes it's bad result, but that's what it is, try and error thing. Yeah. So I don't want the boss keep telling the crew do this, do that, and then just kind of controlling everyone with the power, or you know, pushing them to do whatever what I want.
Dictatorship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But rather than just let them do whatever they want, to sometimes that give us the better result, I think.
Yeah.
And obviously, for the team building, that's, I think, the way better, team will.
So in the last question, can you recommend some family-friendly destination for trips throughout the year in Hokkaido? Where do you like to take your family to? Because I always see you guys like going some very beautiful places.
So we love outdoor. We need to be outer. So the camping is the one of the good thing to do in the summer Hokkaido here.
Yeah.
So
but there's bears. Bears.
But if you pick the place, it should be fine.
Yeah.
So I don't know, in summer, if you come to Niseko area or south part of Hokkaido, so Lake Toya is one of the best place for camping or you know, for water activities. It's not rapid, but it's just a flat water. It's a lake, so
very
the kids,
safe.
Kids, yeah, very safe. Kids also can enjoy. Higashi Onuma campsite, which is a bit down south near Hakodate, also very nice camping area there. If you like to be ocean, the Yoichi or
ocean,
Yoichi or Otaru, they're the small, but they're the beach too. Yeah, and then the sea kayaking or...
You bring kids to do sea kayaking?
Not yet, but I'm trying to. I'm trying to, but there's ocean too.
So the daughter is 1 year old and 9 months, and then Ichitora
is 5 years old.
Yeah, son is 5 years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you still bring them on the trips? Yeah. Do you find it difficult to bring the little kids traveling? In Hokkaido, is it? Or it's okay?
So if you just travel by car, I think you can stop anywhere and then, you can have a break time and whatever. So I don't think that's difficult. Yeah, but if you need to catch a public transportation, the airplane or the ferry or train or buses, maybe the little kid with the little kid is a bit tough. Yeah, but if you want to do the trip, I think doesn't really matter how what age or anything. If you want to just do it, yeah. Otherwise, you can't use your kid excuse, for your excuse. So yeah, if you want to do it, just do it. Take them along with you. I mean, the parents and then kid will enjoy too.
Nice. So, yeah. I think when in terms of traveling, or it feels like a lot of people from my understanding or learning from a lot of my friends, they just becoming parents. Not just only having a baby or a baby now is 1 or 2 or 3, or even my sister has a 4 years old kid. They might think traveling might be a lot of hustle. Also they're wondering sometimes they have to pick up the restaurant that is family friendly in terms of that.
Or maybe you can then try day trip first, just a couple hours.
Right.
Yeah, it's all in here. If you go hiking the mountain, it's not big one, but the little hike, that also good to start, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you carry your kids when you go hiking?
Yeah. Like, so the smaller one, the daughter, I just carry
on the
my backpack.
Yeah.
And then I hike up Komagatake the other day. Its altitude is 1,000 something.
Wow.
And then, yeah, so, yeah.
If
kids is small enough, you can do that. But once it's getting older, bigger, maybe
let him go, let him walk.
Yeah. But yeah, Ichitora was just hiking by himself.
Kawaii ne. And what about, like, in terms of skiing or snowboarding? How do you think, like, when is the good age for them to start learning?
Okay, so my son Ichitora's first ski was when he's 2 years old. But I think that was a bit too early. I think from 3 years old should be good. I mean, it's good timing because so kids need to understand what they are doing. So I think this is what I think. But if kid doesn't know what they're doing and then the parent again pushing them to do something, sometimes it's not good. Yeah,
they probably will hate that. Sports, right?
Eventually, yes. So, I think as long as kids know what they are doing and if they like it, they will just automatically, you know, do them by themselves and then learning by themselves. So
do you think, like, when Ichitora was 3 years old, you would send him to, like, a ski school or you will teach by yourself?
So mainly we just skiing just by ourselves, no school or no class.
Right. See
but
if he likes
only, it. Only a couple of times, yes, but maybe once or twice a season. Yeah, but mainly we just go out together. But I don't know, Niseko is like a very just ski slope just there. So it's easy access. So maybe that's happened. But I don't know, usually not like that, I think. It's a big challenge for the parents to take the kids to the ski resort. So
And skiing and snowboarding became very popular, especially from last year. And then there are so many people who was asking the question, like, when, like, which year, how old can I bring my kids to start learning ski or snowboarding?
Yeah, for the ski, So my opinion is kids need to be understand what
they are doing.
They are doing, yes. Yeah.
Thank you so much for today getting our interview and sharing many things. Yeah, I think your life sounds like really good. And we are now, like, people see the background, not this side, but the other side. We are facing Katsu's house. It's really cool. One last question.
Yeah.
How do you deal with the snow in the winter here? I think people are very curious about
snow. Snow clearance is a very tough job too. So I have a snow blower. Occasionally I...
Every morning?
Not every morning.
Yeah.
But once a week or twice a week. Yes. And also I do ask someone to help when they come to... when they do the road snow
cleaning.
I ask them to just clear my... You know, the entrance or
is that
in
you
front
have
of the
to
garage.
Hire them or
yes, we do need to pay.
Okay. So yeah, things like people from tropical island like us, it's hard for us to imagine, like, we always thinking like, oh, snow is so good, but hard to
it's tiring, to be honest. We don't need the snow in the town but mountain. But again, this is something I feel like I live in the seasons, like nature. So winter, we get snow, lots of snow. But that's, you know, the shogunai thing, you know, just you know, let it be. So,
shogunai.
Shogunai thing.
Awesome. Yeah. So, okay. Thank you so much, Katsu-san, for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
And then, I'm going to... stay at Kazu's Lodge today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Let's enjoy the barbecue then.
Yeah. Enjoy the barbecue.
Oh, special.
Special feature.
Yeah, special feature.